Yesterday, we reported on the owner of a 23,000-acre plot of land on the Quebec border with Maine, who's seeking $6 million for a conservation easement. Today, we return to the property known as Big Six, which accounts for up to a quarter of Maine's annual maple syrup production, but is worked almost exclusively by Canadians. In the second part of a two-part report, Steve Missler looks at what attracts those Canadian producers and why so little of the syrup they process is sold in Maine.
The maple sugar season lasts longer at Big Six than most other places in Maine, but it's over now. Most of the taps are pulled from the trees, although the maze of tap lines will remain in place until next season. Inside a massive warehouse deep in the forest, Christian Poirier and Martin L'Olivier are breaking down and cleaning the equipment. Together, Poirier and L'Olivier lease more than 100,000 taps from Paul Fortin, the landowner seeking state and federal subsidies to keep him from cutting the prized plantation of maple trees here for hardwood lumber. Like all of the maple sugar producers in Big Six, Poirier and L'Olivier live in Quebec. They have green cards that allow them to work in the U.S. The same goes for the workers they hire during peak sugaring season.
We can't hire Americans. They can't come.
Brium Rodrigue has been leasing taps here for nearly 30 years. He lives in Saint-Justine, a small town of about 1,800 people across the border in Quebec. It's about 35 minutes away from here, much closer and more accessible to Big Six than most anyone living in Maine.
They can't come by Canada because they don't have a passport and all, and they can't cross the border every day. And they can't come through the wood. It's about 2 hours and a half to come here from Jackman. And it's not a good road.
Access is a problem that's not just confined to Big Six. It's an issue throughout the large maple plantations scattered along the Maine-Canada border. It was cited as an issue in a report by the Maple Syrup Task Force commissioned by the legislature 6 years ago. But there are other reasons that draw Canadian syrup producers to work in the U.S. Kathy Hopkins is a maple syrup analyst with the University of Maine Cooperative Extension, who served on the task force. She says it's a livelihood that's passed from generation to generation, along with access to the trees.
Historically, they've been producing syrup in Maine. It's kind of hard for them to suddenly acquire a sugar bush in Quebec.
And there's another big factor. It's called the Federation of Quebec Maple Syrup Producers. The Federation has been likened to the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC. It's also been described as a cartel. The Federation sets prices and quotas for producers. Those who produce more than their quota have to put the syrup in reserve. And if they don't, the Federation can confiscate it. That's not a problem in Maine, says Martin L'Olivier, a producer at Big Six.
Here, they can't touch us.
And while Canadian producers working in Maine are untouchable by the Federation, they also benefit from its policies. Canada accounts for over 80% of the world's syrup production, and a lot of that comes from Quebec and the Federation. Studies show that the Federation keeps syrup prices high and mostly stable, which means Canadian producers working in Maine reap the benefits of its market influence without suffering sales quotas, tap limits, or enforcement measures. But what's in it for Maine? Kathy Hopkins from the University of Maine Cooperative Extension says the Canadian workers help meet demand from Maine retailers.
Yes, they may be Canadian, but they're making Maine syrup. So if the producers in the southern part of the state couldn't buy in syrup that's made in Maine, they would have a harder time satisfying their market.
It's true that some of the syrup produced along the border does make its way to Maine retailers and is sold as a product of Maine. But exactly how much is anyone's guess? The state doesn't track it. But there is a general consensus that most of the syrup at Big Six is shipped out of Maine in bulk and sold to wholesalers like Bascom Maple Farms in New Hampshire or Butternut Mountain Farm in Vermont. It's then packaged and resold to major retailers, including grocery chains.
So did you already sell most of your syrup? Is it gone, or is it some still here?
I'm a sailor, Bascom.
I sold it to Bascom, Christian Poirier says. Rium Rodrigue, meanwhile, has loaded a large shipping container filled with 55-gallon drums. It's headed for Vermont. In its report to the legislature, the Maple Sugar Task Force set a goal of establishing a Maine brand for syrup. The state has made limited progress on that front, and it's unclear whether the proposed conservation easement for Big Six, a total of $6 million, would move the effort forward. But J.T. Horn of the Trust for Public Land, which is helping landowner Paul Fortin apply for the easement funding, says it would benefit the state of Maine.
Would it be better if it was,
U.S. workers? Absolutely, I would love that. But it is what it is, and the alternative is that we could see the maple production in Maine be cut by 20 or 25%.
Some privately question whether the taxpayer subsidy for Big Six is worth it. But so far, public skeptics of the deal are a lot like U.S. workers in the state's most productive sugar bushes. Few and far between. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.